There's no law here. The kind of people who turn up would be inclined to leave a message to the world that towers were not to be touched. Everyone should know this, and therefore it was odd to see that the big signal arms were stationary. The hairs rose on Vimes's neck. "Stay in the carriage, Sybil," he said.
"Is there something wrong?"
"I'm not sure," said Vimes, who was sure. He stepped down and nodded to Igor. "I'm going to have a look inside," he said. "If there is any trouble, you're to get Lady Sybil back to the embassy, all right?" Vimes leaned back into the coach and, trying not to look at Sybil, lifted up one of the seats and pulled out the sword he had hidden there.
"Sam," she said accusingly.
"Sorry, dear. I thought I ought to carry a spare." There was a bell pull by the door of the tower. Vimes tugged at it and heard a clang somewhere above. When nothing else happened, he tried the door. It swung open. "Hello?" There was silence. "This is the what?" Vimes stopped. It wasn't the watch, was it? It's not out here. The badge didn't work. He was just an inquisitive, trespassing bastard. "Anyone there?" The room was piled high with sacks, boxes and barrels. A wooden stairway led up to the next floor. Vimes climbed up into a combined bedroom and mess room. There were only two bunks, their covers pulled back. A chair was on the floor. A meal was on the table, knife and fork laid down carefully. On the stove, something had boiled dry in an iron pot. Vimes opened the firebox door, and there was a woomph as the inrushing air rekindled the charred wood. And, from above, the chink of metal. He looked at the ladder and the trapdoor to the next floor. Anyone climbing it would be presenting their head at a convenient height for a blade or boot.
"Tricky, isn't it, Your Grace?" said someone above him. "You'd better come up."
"Inigo?"
"It's safe enough, Your Grace. There's only me here."
"That counts as safe, does it?"
Vimes climbed the ladder. Inigo was sitting at a table, leafing through a stack of papers.
"Where's the crew?"
"That, Your Grace," said Inigo, "is one of the mysteries."
"And the others are?"
Inigo nodded towards the steps leading upwards.
"See for yourself."
The controls for the arms had been comprehensively smashed. Laths and bits of wire dangled forlornly from their complex framework.
"Several hours of repair work for skilled men, I'd say," said Inigo, as Vimes returned.
"What happened here, Inigo?"
"I would say the men who lived here were forced to leave in some disorder."
"But it's a fortified tower."
"So? They have to cut firewood. Oh, the company has rules, and then they put three young men in some lonely tower for weeks at a time, and they expect them to act like clockwork people. See the trapdoor up to the controls? That should be locked at all times. Now you, Your Grace, and myself as well, because we are
"Bastards?" Vimes supplied.
"Well, yes. We'd have devised a system that meant the clacks couldn't even be operated unless the trapdoor was shut, wouldn't we?"
"Something like that, yes."
"And we'd have written into the rules that the presence of any visitor in the tower would be automatically transmitted to the neighbouring towers too."
"Probably. That'd be a start."
"As it is, I suspect that any harmless-looking visitor with a nice fresh apple pie for the lads would be warmly welcomed," sighed Inigo. "They do 2 month shifts, nothing to look at but trees."
"No blood? Not much sign of a struggle," said Vimes. "Have you checked outside?"
"There should be a horse in the stable. It's gone. We're more or less on rock here. There's wolf tracks, but there's wolf tracks everywhere around here. And the wind's blown the snow. They've gone, Your Grace."
"Are you sure the men let someone in through the door?" Vimes said. "Anyone who could land on the platform could be in one of these windows in an instant."
"A vampire?"
"It's a thought, isn't it?"
"There's no blood around."
"It's a shame to waste good food," said Vimes. "Think of those poor starving children in Muntab. What are these?"
He pulled a box from under the lower bunk. Inside it were several tubes about a foot long, open at one end.
"Badger and normal Ankh Morpork," he read aloud. "Mortar flare, red. Light fuse, do not place in mouth. It's a firework, Mr. Skimmer. I've seen them on ships."
"Ah, there was something." Inigo leafed through the book on the table. "They could send up an emergency flare if there was a big problem. Yes, the tower nearest Ankh Morpork will send out a couple of men.